into, I think they were first graders, and it was awesome. The questions they had were amazing. Some of them threw me and stumped me. But it was a great thing. They enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. And they're really smart. It shows you the education is improving in the United States, and it's an awesome feeling to see and to especially be around, especially with my first child on the way. And I can't wait to see mine get to their age and ask me the questions they asked me and come home when they're like, Daddy, guess who I met today? I met an Oakland Raider. Daddy, guess where I was at? We went on a field trip to the facility. It's an awesome feeling to see how excited they get just to see us. And I can't even explain it because the joy in their face, if you could just be here and see how they looked when we opened the door, it was just a pure excitement, and it was just beautiful.
Why did you want to participate today?
Because it's something I didn't get to have when I was younger. I wasn't around that close to a professional team, and it's just a way to give back. You know, it's a way to show them that, you know, you can do more. Like, we're regular people, because they might see us on TV, but they have no clue who we actually are until we come in the classroom and read to them, and they can see us for us and see that we were in that same spot they were at and reading the same books they read, and they're shocked. When I told them, I was like, I read this book when I was your age, they all looked at me like, really? Like, it's an amazing feeling, an amazing sight to see in their eyes how they just look at you and that they see you as something more, as a role model.
Why do you think it's important to promote reading in the classroom, especially at this young age?
It's where it starts. This is where you can really affect kids. That's for parents, siblings, guardians. It's smart to have kids read now, because if they don't read now, they're going to struggle when they get older. And I don't think that's their fault at all. I think it's our fault as adults. If your kid can't read, or if my kid can't read, I'm going to take that upon me. I need to make sure they read a book every night and make sure I'm right there with them, helping them out with these words. Because in the long run, that's what's going to help them succeed in life. And it starts here. This is where you lay the foundation at.